Okay, today is Daf Chav Vav. We're going to go back to the bottom of Chav Hayim Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8 lines from the bottom where it says Ikad Amri. In the first version, the Gemara explained that Abaya and Rava are arguing a case of Efsher V'lo Mischavin. Meaning, let's say you're walking by, some Avodah Zarah or something. I don't know. You have to think of a case. What the case is? Where there's an Avera, and it's Efsher. I can avoid the Avera, but it's V'lo Mischavin. I mean, the classic case would be, let's say there's an Avodah Zarah bakery, and you shouldn't really smell the bakery. It's Avodah Zarah. Efsher, you go down a different block, but V'lo Mischavin. I have no intention of enjoying the bakery, enjoying the smell. I have no intention. But it's Efsher, and it's V'lo Mischavin. Efsher, I can avoid it, but it's V'lo Mischavin, but I don't have intention. I'm not doing it intending to enjoy myself, but I might. I will, probably. So in that case, now, according to Reb Shimon says that a davar she'eino mischavein is mutter. Right? So if you do something that you don't intend to do, it's mutter. He holds it in Shabbos, and he holds it in the whole Torah too. So davar she'eino mischavein is mutter. Abaya says it's mutter, because he holds like Reb Shimon. So you can walk down that block. I can go down a different block. So what? Efsher doesn't make a difference. V'lo mischavein. You don't have kavana. Rava says no. Reb Shimon only said that when it's low Efsher. Reb Shimon only said as halacha that it's mutter when it's low Efsher. So if it's Efsher, you're stuck. And therefore it's Usser. That was the first version. Okay? Now we're going to do the second version. And then the Gemara is going to spend the whole daf on the second version. Until the very end, we're going back to the first version. Okay, so far so good? Ikad d'amri. The second version is like this. Efsher v'lo mischavein. If it's Efsher v'lo mischavein, hainu plug sayad Reb Yehuda v'Reb Shimon. That's the machlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Lo Efsher v'lo kamachavein. If it's lo Efsher v'lo kamachavein, there's no other block to go down, and I don't have kavana. Kuli amalo plug it shari. Everyone holds its mutter. Ki pligi, when does the machlokas, d'lo efsher, v'chamachavin. Lo efsher. There's no other block to go down. There's no other block to go down. So it's lo efsher, v'chamachavin. Lo efsher, v'chamachavin. I have no opportunity, I have no other way out, but machavin. I can't wait to go down that block and enjoy that smell. Can't wait. That's the machlokas. Aliva derb shimon, de'azel, basar, kavana, Kuliam lo pligi d'asar. Everyone holds that's asar. Everyone holds that's asar, right? Ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who said shlo mischavein, the Amar lo shna mischavein, v'lo shna she'ein mischavein. Efshar asar, right? Abaya holds that, in this case, it's mutter. Why? Reb Yehuda. In other words, Rashi explains that Abaya says, Reb Yehuda only said that davar she'eino mischavein is aser when it's efsher.
What is Abaya adding this?
No, he's just saying, I hold it, Reb Yehuda. And he's saying, Reb Yehuda only said his din. What does Reb Yehuda hold? Davar she'eino mischavein is aser. So over here, It's mischavin. It's low efsher, but it's mischavin. So, but Abaya says, Rabbi Yehuda only holds davar she'eino mischavin is aser if it's efsher, meaning your maisa governs. Meaning, I can go down that block, and I can go down that block. It's efsher. Here it's low efsher. Here it's low efsher. I have no other way to go. Says Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't answer in that case, because we're in a case of low efsher. Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about efsher, and therefore I hold up Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's mutter. Therefore, low efsher u'mechavein is mutter. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds davar she'eino mischavein is aser. Yeah, but Rabbi Yehuda only holds that when he demises up to you. Here it's low efsher, and therefore it's mutter. Okay. Make so far so good? Rava Amalach, Rava's going to tell you, Ad kan lo krum Yehuda, she'ena mitzchavein ki mitzchavein. When does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a davar she'ena mitzchavein is usher? Ela lechumra. By a chumra, he holds that. Right? So if there's a maisa done without kavana, Rabbi Yehuda will say, it was done without kavana, davar she'ena mitzchavein, I'm saying it's usher. Aval lekula, aval mitzchavein she'ena mitzchavein lekula, but to say it's a kula, right? To permit something because of lo efsher, he never said such a thing. To permit something because of lo efsher, you can walk down that block, you're going to smell the bakery? No. For a kula, never said such a thing. And therefore, lo. Therefore, lo. Therefore, says Rava, I hold it's usher. Okay? That's the machlokas. Now, Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Mina Aminala, how do I know that? That what? That according to Yehuda, a case of lo efsher, according to Yehuda, a case of lo efsher, v'mechavein is mutter, says Abaya. Again, what's lo efsher? There's no, I have no out. I have no way out. And I'm mechavein. I'm intending. Titania, here's my source. Amru olav. It was a lot of words that efsher, lo efsher. Just think of the case. Lo efsher. I have no other way out. I have no other way to get from my house to that house except to walk past the Avodah Zarah bakery, and I'm going to smell the bakery. Lo efsher. I have no other way to do it. But mechavein, I can't wait to go down that block. I can't wait. So it's lo efsher of a mechavein. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Abaya says, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's mutter. Why? Because lo efsher. How do we know I'm right? How do we know I'm right? Says Abaya. D'tanya. There's a brayta that says like this. Amru olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shaya Yoshev b'tzilo shel heichel. He was standing in the shadow of the heichel. V'daresh kol hayom kulo. And he was darshaning the whole day. Okay? And he was darshaning the whole day. Now, the Gemara assumes that that's a problem. The problem is, it's an isser of me'ila. You're not allowed to enjoy benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. So you're sitting in the shadow of the Beis HaMikdash. That's so geschmack. It's so nice and comfortable in the shade. And you're sitting in the shade of the Beis HaMikdash, and one of the Achronim says a very, very fascinating vart. He says, it says he was sitting there kol hayom kulo, which means that as the sun moved, he moved too. So he kept moving, whereas the sun kept moving. So of course it's meschavein, because at 9 o'clock in the morning he was there, then at 12 o'clock he moved over there, at 2 o'clock he was over there. He kept moving the shear because of the sun. So it's a case of, the Gemara assumes, fahacha, lo efsher. It's lo efsher. I'm not going to teach Torah. I have no choice. And the Rashi says that, lo efsher, melidrash l'rab, milchus chag. Okay, I'm not going to teach Hilchus Yontif to the students. Lo efsher, and I have no choice. And why do you pick over here? Because it was the biggest area they had. Huge area outside by the Beis HaMikdash. They're all in the shade of the Beis HaMikdash. So lo efsher, and kavachave. They're doing it on purpose. Right? It's kol yom kulo. They kept moving. Rashi says, "Lihanos mitzel hektish hakodesh to benefit from the shade of the Beis Hamikdash." Says Abaya, "What do you see? It's lo efsher. There's no other way to do this. And v'chafen, it's mutter. Yochanan Zakkai did it."
What's it?
Chaf dalet? What?
Chaf dalet.
Yeah.
Then it said, "It's not the normal way of anah. There's no
iser." Excellent question. So we're going to give a similar answer to that. Lo efsher, that not to teach Torah and not to have a place to teach Torah. Lo efsher, no other option. There's no other place to do it. What? That's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. So you see from here, it's mutter.
If you lived near the Beis HaMikdash and you could smell the Ketorah.
We're gonna get to that issue. Rava Omar, Rava says no. Shiny Hegel. Hegel's different. Dilotocho Asui. The heichel's made for the inside. Rava gives Jeff's answer. That's not normal use. Shade is not normal use. The wall's made. You could have shade from the outside. That's ridiculous. The reason why the walls are made is to protect the inside. So it's not normal, and therefore it's not an issue. Rashi says, "Ve'en hanos tilo nesra, benefiting from the shade on an avira,
Dein's a derech hanah, so that's the normal way of having hanah. Symbol, not the normal way. And therefore, it says, Rav, what are you talking about? It's not a right to you at all. Amar Rava, says Rava, mina aminala, how do we know I'm right? That what? That lo efsher, vimechavein, is aser, how do we know I'm right? Titania, because you have a brayso that says like this. They used to send repair guys into the Kodesh Kedoshim. How'd they do that? They would somehow, from the roof, must have been a skylight, let them down in a rope, in a box. So they shouldn't be able to see the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Aron HaKodesh. You're not supposed to see that. They shouldn't see it. And they would have to fix, they can fix, without seeing the Kodesh, without seeing the Aron. Why? Also see the Aron. Can't see the Aron. So says Rava, listen to this brisa. Lulin hayu psuchin ba'aliyas beis kodesh kedoshim. There was some kind of opening in the roof of the kodesh kedoshim. Shebehen mishaoslan sa'umnin. They would send the umnin down, b'tevos in boxes, kadesh lo yuzunu einechem, the beis kodesh kedoshim. So they shouldn't see and enjoy the kodesh kedoshim. Lo efsher v'mechavein b'asher. I want to be one of those workers. I want to go see the Aron. Never going to see it. I'll be a worker. So I'll go down there, I'll fix whatever I have to fix, and then I can see the Aron Kodesh. Not a good deal. So it's low effort, it has to be fixed. For Kama Chavan, you can't wait to go down there. And the Rosh says, well, it's also, they made you go in a box. I'm 100% right. They wouldn't let you see it. Right? It's low effort, the Chavan, it's also. Right? What? No, you have to know the thing that has to be fixed is low efsher.
Right.
So you're asking the Sfasemis question. Sfasemis asks, so if that's the case, why do I have to go through the roof? Why can't I just go through the front door? Go through the front door in a box. Right. Why doesn't it let down from the roof? Why? What kind of crazy thing is that?
Think about it.
So why can't I just go through the front door with a box?
How are you driving the box through?
What?
How are you moving that box through?
Yeah.
I mean, how are you getting it in?
Yeah.
Who's going to carry
who's
the box?
Who's driving that one?
So the Sfasema says, how do you do that from the roof also? No, because you can't have anah. You can't have anah. You can't look at the Kodesh Kedoshim. You can't look at the Aron HaKodesh. So it's low efsher. You have to fix it. Something's broken in there. Can't leave it like that. It's broken. But low efsher. But b'chavin, you can't wait to go in and see the Kodesh. No, I'm not going to let you. I'm going to make you go in a box. And then you can fix the wall. You can plaster the wall. But you can't see anything else. Right, Rashi says the box was open on three, the closed on three sides. It was only open on one side. The side, we had to go fix something. How do you know something was broken? I don't know, maybe the coin, when he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim last year, said, oh, by the way, there's a crack in the wall, has to be replastered. Okay, we'll go replaster it. Right?
The people who are lowering it down are not in the Kodesh
Kedoshim. No, they're on the roof.
If they were, the Svasanis' thing of moving it in the door, they'd have to be in as well.
Right, so that's a good practical question. How are you going to get it in? He doesn't give that answer. He gives a lumdish answer about you shouldn't, it's not proper to go through the front door, you have to do it in a roundabout way. Anyway, but now we're going to get a whole tangent about this issue. Till we get to the bottom of the page, we're going to go back to Abaye and Rav. A whole tangent now about Me'ila, about benefiting. The Tispra, is that, you think this is a problem? What are you talking about? If I'm Rav Shimon ben Pazi, I'm Rav Shimon ben Levi, I'm Shimon bar Kapara, Kol Umara Vareach, Kol. If I want to go, I love the Levium the way they sing. Phenomenal. Kol, I want to go hear it all day long. Mara, I want to go look at the Beis HaMikdash. It's mamash beautiful. I'll go on a tour, I'll sit there all day. Is there a problem with that? Not the Kodesh Kedoshim. Whatever I can see. Whatever they're going to let me see. Is there a problem with that? I'm benefiting. I'm enjoying the Beis HaMikdash. Not such issue. Kol, the sounds. Mare. V'reach. And the Reach. Ein bo mishum me'ila. There's no me'ila issue. The whole thing is not a thing. Ella, rather. So why do you have to go down in the box? I can just walk in through the front door without a blindfold. Why? Ella. Mila also Beis Kodesh Kedoshim. It was a Mila. It was a Chumrah. Ein Echanami was just a Chumrah. If they see it, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So your whole premise, Rava, is wrong. You said it's because to show that they go into the box, in a box, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, that what? That it's Efsher, V'lo Mitzchavin, it's Aser. Nothing to do with that. It was a Chumrah they made by the Kodesh Kedoshim. The rest of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no such thing. There's no Isser. You can stare all day long and enjoy the sights all day long. You can enjoy this, like a tour guide. You can enjoy the sights, smells, and all day long. Nothing wrong with that. So your whole premise is wrong. Okay? So, the whole premise is wrong. It's going to start over again. So Amar Rava, okay. Rava can't argue that there is no Isra of Me'ila. Right? So what does he say? How do I know I'm right? The Tanya or the Tan, Amar Rishon Ben Pazi, Amar Rishon Ben Levi, Misham Rakapara, Kol Umara Ureach, Ein Ba Misham Meila, Ein Echanami. There's no Meila from all these things. However, Meila Hu Deleka, Ha Isur Reika. There's no Meila, but it's still Aser. There's no Meila. You don't have to pay a carbon. You don't have to pay money. You don't get Malka. Malka. No Iser. No punishment, but still Aser. My love. Don't we mean that we're talking about the people that are in the Beis HaMikdash? So who's that? It's Machlokas, who this means. Some say it means the Baal. I have to be in the carbon. So I can't wait. I'm going to go swallow him there anyway. I'm going to go look around. Is that what it means? I can't do that? It's an Isser? It's not Me'ilo. But it's still an Isser? Right? Some say it means the Kahanim. They're there every day. They can't like go wander off. And they can't do those things. They've got to stay focused. The low efsher, there's no, someone has got to be there. For come a chavin, for usher, low efsher, but come a chavin, they can't wait. It's still usher. It says in the low, it's not what it's talking about. It's talking about people that are outside. People that are outside are, it's usher to come close for the kol, the mara, and the reyach. If you are there anyway, not an avera. So, look at Tosfos, the little Tosfos, La'os and Om de Machutz. Leka Isura, the only time it's Aser, Ella, Shelo Yakrivu Atzman, La'azara, Kedei Lahariach Yoser. You come to Bedafka to hear the smell better. Because after all, Mr. Sheffrin said, Damrina, we say, Lohaisa Kalash, Etzricha Lizbasin, Birushalim, Nebeah HaKtoris. No bride had to put on perfume because the Ketoris was so powerful. Everyone smelled amazing. So that's because I didn't do anything for that. But if I want to come extra close, to have an extra better smell, to smell even closer, that's an Isser. Is it Me'ila? It's not Me'ila. The Gemara says, it's some kind of Isser.
It's like wearing a mask. There's no knas, but it's...
Correct. So now we're going to go on a tangent about this whole topic, then we're going to get back to Abaye and Rava. So in the Gufa, we just said...
Before,
yeah.
Shabbos,
that what?
Saying,
right. Same, similar idea. Similar idea. It's Aser.
There you see the reason for it. Because you are doing part of the Maisa.
Right.
There's no Maisa here.
No, that's exactly what Tosa is saying. The Maisa is you go closer.
There's no Maisa.
You sure it is?
Because it's not enough.
I have nothing to do today. It's a snow day. I'm going to the basement. Hang out, see what goes on over there. I love the music. It's like a concert. I'll do that. You're not supposed to do that. See, sir. You're there anyway? It's not a problem. Right, you smell the guitars in Yerushalayim, what could you do?
Is there any way in which that would be an actual iser, where you would not be covered?
I don't know. No, so the rule is, there's no me'ila from Kol, Mara, and Reach. No me'ila. Yeah. But it's still something you shouldn't be running to do. That's all we're saying. You shouldn't be running to do it. Now, let's talk about that a little bit. Gufa. Amar b'shurim ben Pasi, Amar b'shurim ben Levi, Mishur Mar Kapara. Kol, Mara, Reach, ain't bo m'shem ila. Reach, ain't bo m'shem ila? One second, there's no me'ila for Reach. V'hatanya, hamafate mezakatoras. If somebody makes the same ingredients as the Ketores, Liz Lamidba, and he does it because he's a teacher, he's a Ketores teacher, Lamoser or Litzibor, or he wants to give it to the Tzibor, Putter, he's Putter from Kares. However, La Reachba, if he does it to smell, Chayev. He's Chayev. He's Chayev Kares. You're not allowed to copy the Ketores, right? The hamareach ba, and even if you smell it, pater, ella shemaal, but you over me'ila, right? So you see there is me'ila by smell. You see there is. Ferish b'risa. Ella, so we have to. You're right. So now smell is different. Why is smell different? Ella omer of papa, or papa says, kol umare ein ba mishum me'ila, kol and mara have no me'ila, lefisha ein ba mamish. There's nothing to it. You can't put your finger on it. The voices, the sounds, the mara, it's ein bo mamish. Reach's not ein bo mamish. It starts out as something that's not ein bo mamish.
Because think about it, is
it
a source for it?
There's
not a source for music.
We're going to ask that question in a minute.
What about the fact that the guitarist is maybe different than a case of a bakery? Nobody goes to the bakery for the smell. The smell is an agar.
Right.
I'm going to the bakery, but the Ketores, that's all the Ketores is a smell.
Right here. So that could be part of the answer. So here, that's going to be the answer to Mati's question. That what you just said. So that Gemara to build it up. So Gemara says Vureach Lacha Shatala Tumuroso Ein Bo Mishum Meila. Now, what we mean to say is, once you burn the Ketores, then there's no Meila. What Efem Ashes? No Meila on that. V'nasa Mitzvaso, because the Mitzvah is done. So that's what we're talking about. Before you burn it, in a chanami, it's a Meila problem. Why is there a Meila problem only by Ketores? We didn't answer that question. But when is there no Meila problem? After it's burnt. Lememra, do you mean to tell me? Dechol Hecha? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Vereach. It's almost where the lines are getting skinny, like 10 lines up from there. Rashi says, Yesh bo mamish besamamonim. Because the spices are mamish. There's something there. Lafika chayiv. Therefore you chayiv. I, the Amr Bishua potter. I, Rabbi Shua said, you potter from Reach. Yeah, that's after Achash Atal to Murasso. That's after you burn it up. But Mikdosh, Kamar. The Mishum Dinas is Mitzvasso. Your Mitzvah's done already. Vein Tzarech Gvoa Od Ba. What does Hashem need the Meshes for? Done. Yotza Michal Kodshi Hashem. It leaves the category of Kodshi Hashem. Ubraisa B'Mereach Ba B'Beso. And the Braisa that say when you smell it in your house, Shinosim Imen Ala Gacholim. Means your mom is burning in your house. That's a problem. So the Tosas Rosh asks Mati's question. So this is Rashi talking about. The reason why you're telling me now that Reach is different is because it comes from a source. So does Mara and so does voices. Comes from a source, then comes thin air, it's like clouds. Comes from somewhere. So what's the difference between these and the other two? What's the difference? Fair question? That's what Tosas Rosh asked that question on Rashi. What's Rashi? Rashi said because it has mamish. The Gemara didn't say why. So the Tosfos Rosh answers, no, the Ketores is different. Why is it different? Because it goes into your neshama. Smell is connected to the neshama. It's a very, very Kabbalistic idea. Smell is connected to the neshama. There's a certain geschmack that we all know it's true. We all know it's true.
That sound does not do the same thing?
No. Doesn't do the same thing. That the music goes into you. Not the same kind of way. Correct.
Not smelling it,
enjoying it. It goes inside you. We all know that. People that are into music will tell you, there's nothing better, there's no better joy.
It can affect you.
It can make you in a good mood, it can make you in a bad mood.
And smelling
before? I don't have another answer. Why smell is different?
I don't know the question, it's a bad question. But from the second paragraph, gracious.
Because when it comes to sight, when it comes to sound, it's subjective.
I hear.
Same music, it's subjective.
Right, so Rashi didn't...
Everybody knows, if you walk by a bakery, everybody goes, wow, what a great smell. But when everybody eats the same thing, nobody says it's
interesting.
Subjective. Three people don't like the same music. If you smell something good, everybody loves it.
I hear that. The problem is, that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said, because the spices come from something. So but the music also comes from somewhere. It comes from someone's voice. It comes from somewhere. So that's a hard answer. That's Rashi's going to have a difficult answer. You want to give that answer? It's a great, a beautiful answer. That's not what Rashi said. Okay.
The grocery store...
One second. I'm a couple of fuck?
You really want me to go there?
Have you spent time with us during Shalosh Shabbos?
I was about to say.
Grocery stores, they have two ways of getting people to buy. They have music playing, and they have an in-store bakery.
I don't disagree, but it's not what Rashi said. Rashi said, because the spices have a mamashas to them. Yeah. That's a difficult answer. And it bothered Tosfos Rosh very much. Right. So what kind of answer is that? So he gave an answer to try to answer it. The question is better than the answer. So Rashi needs an explanation, which we don't know.
I hear. What's voice? What's sound?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lememra. Let's try to finish.
We're
not going to finish it off today.
Remodel the neurons in the brain and the DNA. There you go.
Lememra. Do you mean to say the kolhecha denasis mitzvasa eva mishum meila? So is that true? Anytime there's a you do the mitzvah, there's no meila. So we just said once you did the mitzvah, there's no meila anymore. Is that true? Vahareg trumas deshen. Every morning they would take some deshen and they put it to the side. Shanasa's mitzvah, so you did the mitzvah already. It's still a problem. The sif, v'samo eitel mizbeach shlo yafazer. It shouldn't blow away. V'samo shlo yene. You're not having enough from it. Ooh, I put it down. Now I can take it home and use it for my kindling. Now I'll do that. Mishum, the answer is that's an exception. It's an exception. Mishum David Shumas Hadeshin of Big Day Kahuna Shnei Ksuma Bonka Echad V'shon Ksuma Bonka Echad Eim Alamdin. It's two places it says that you're not allowed to have anah. That's an exception. Everything else you are allowed to. What are they? Shumas Hadeshin Hadamar and Shumas Hadeshin is one. And Big Day Kahuna Dechse V'nichem Sham on Yom Kippur after the Kohen Gadol finished V'nichem Sham, he left them there. Which means no one could use them again. Asabahana. Malamit Shetu'un and Geniza. They had to have Geniza. Right? Hanichal Rabban and Dama Malamit Shetu'un and Geniza. El Rabdosi, the Pali Galaya Dama Avalun Hale Kahanim Hedyot Mai, Finichim Sham. So, but some say that a Kohen Hedyot was allowed to use him again next year. Kohen Hedyot could use him not the next day. The Kohen Gadol couldn't use him anymore, but the Kohen Hedyot could. So, Shalom, Yishtamish Ben Beyon Kippur Ma'achem Ma'ikal Ameimar. What does that mean? No, Mishal David, Chumas Adeshin of Egla Rufa Shnei Ksum Bonkechem. Chumas Adeshin Egla Rufa. V'choshe Ksum Bonkechem Eimel Amdim. Chumas Adeshin and Egla Rufa. You did it already. You killed the goat. The eagle. You still can't use it. Right, what does it mean? Snake so bokach reim alamin. If the Torah wanted to ask for something, it would say one time. It would say, Shumas Adeshen, you can't have enough. And then we would know, you can never have enough. The Torah said it twice. Why twice? Only those two places. And everywhere else it's mutter. If you hold it's malamdin, you have to give a reason why on earth the Torah would say it twice. Tre mute ksiv, it's two mutim. Ksiv is some mo. Only the Shumas Adeshin has to be put there. Uksiv ha'arufa. That has to be put there. Okay? Now we're going to go back to the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Right? Now, Toshma. We learned in a brisa, right? That hechnisa l'ravka v'dosha. The halach is by an egla arufa. An egla arufa is never allowed to have worked. Can't have worked. And plowed for 3 years. Now we'll make it into an egla rufa. You can't do that. It had to be an egel that never worked. So hechnisa l'ravka, if you bring it into the pen with the other animals, v'dosha, and it did some threshing. But it was without kavana. Kshera, it's still good. Bishvil she tinog v'tidesh, but if you did it with kavana, I can't wait for this animal to do some threshing for me, then psula, it's pasul. V'ach, but over here, delol efsher, had to go in to be with his mother. V'kamachavim, v'katani pesula. Right? It's low efsher, umachavim, and the bride says puzzle. Which means, Abai is wrong. It's a riot to Rava. Right? So Gemara says, no. Shiny hasam, it's different over here. Dechsev, it says, Ashalo yuvad ba, mikol mako. Right? Which means, unrelated to the issue of kavana or not kavana, it's usher. The Torah said so. It's nothing to do with our discussion. So, Ihachi Reishanami. So, in the first case, why is it mutter? First case, was it when it unintentionally, it's okay. Why is that okay? Why is that okay? So, Ha Lo Damya El Laha. You know why it's okay? For the following reason. Para, now we're talking about the mission in Beseches Para. Para Doom has the same rule. It never was allowed to be worked. So, Para, so Shachin Aleha Oof. Let's say a bird rests itself on the back of a paraduma. Did the animal do work? Is it puzzle now? If I sit on the animal, it could no longer be a paraduma. I did work with it. I sat on it. And if the animal did threshing 100% off the table. What if a bird rested on it? Says the Mishnah in Para, Shachin aleha of kshera. It's still good. It doesn't get ruined because a bird sat on the animal for a minute. Doesn't. Allah aleha zachar psula. If you made it, with a male, puzzle. My time, what's the difference? Both times did work. So Amar of Papa, so it says by the Egla Rufa, it says the word, Ashalo Uvad Ba. That work was never done to it. It's a funny way to say it. Ashalo Uvad Ba. Right? Says the Gemara. Amar of Papa, Iksiv Avad. If it's an avad, don't work the animal, the karinan avad, and it's a don't work the animal, and I work the animal, ad avid ba, ihu, right? The eagle itself has to do malacha. And if it doesn't do malacha, it's not awesome. Iksav uvad, if it said uvad, which it does say, the karinan uvad, afil mamela nami, then it would be even mamela, even, I didn't, The bird sat on it. What do you want from me? It would still be usher. Hashta dichsiv, it says, ayin beis dalad. The karinan uvad. But we read it as uvad. The funny thing, it says without the vav, and we read it with the vav. Uvad dumya davad. Which means, there's a similarity. Why did the Torah say it in that kind of lashon? Ma avad. Denichale. When you do work, why do you do work with an animal? Because you want to. Af uvad denichale. So too, uvad means nichale. I don't care if the bird sat on the animal. I couldn't care less. That doesn't benefit me one iota. I don't care if the animal goes to be with its mother, and then while it was walking, it doesn't impress me. It doesn't matter to me. And therefore, that's why it's mutter. But real work that I benefit from, or I intended to, that's a problem. But this has nothing to do with our issue of Abai and Rafa. Toshma, another case. So let's say you find someone's object, right? You find someone's mink coat. Expensive mink coat. So Aveda, lo yishtechena, you're not allowed to put it out. Lo agabi mita, v'lo agabi mogod, l'tzarcho. You can't put it out for yourself. I'm going to leave it on the back of my chair. When my friends come, they're going to see, oh, look at this, look what this guy has. You're not allowed to do that. Because it's not yours. Avol shochta l'tzarcho. But for itself, the thing has to air out. For itself, then you can 100%. Agabi mita, on a bed, agabi mogod, on some other thing. The damalu archin, the guests come to your house. Then all of a sudden, lo yishtechena, lo agabi mita, v'lo agabi mogod, ben l'tzarcho, ben l'tzarcho. You can't. Oh, no, now it's time now to wear it out. Not for me, of course, not for me, for my guests, but it's time now. Can't do that. Why? Because you're doing it for your guests. The guests should see that you have some stuff. So it's a kashan abaya. It's low efshir. Has to be aired out. V'kama chavid, and you're intending. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. And Abaya said, you are allowed to do that. So Gemara says, no. Shiny chasim, it's different over there. The reason why you're not allowed to do it is the kali lay, imisham enabisha, imisham galavi, ganavi. Either you're gonna arouse suspicion. Either it's an ayin hara. People are gonna get jealous. Look at this guy has all this stuff. People are gonna get jealous of you, or they're gonna steal it, or they're gonna think. I'm sorry. They're gonna think you stole it. They're gonna think you stole it. How's this guy have this fancy thing? This guy can't afford that. He must have stolen it. So don't show it. It has nothing to do with our issue of Abaye and Rava. Now we're gonna get to our issue of Abaye and Rava. Toshma. There's a mission in Klav that says like this: Mochri ksus, mochri kedarkin. You want to sell clothing? You can sell clothing in a regular way. The clothing I shatnas. Yeah, but you don't intend to have hana. You don't intend to have hana. You just don't try it on. So you're allowed to sell clothing that I shatnas. Ubavachul yitzchavim. You can't have intend. You can't intend. Bechama b'mosachama. B'gshama b'mosachshamim. In the sun, not from the sun. In the rain, not from the rain. You can't try on a raincoat in the rain. Why? Because you're going to get hana. So now, you have to figure out a way how it's not a psik resha. Because every time you wear something, you benefit. So you have to, that's a busy way how to figure out why it's not a psik resha, but just, it has to be given, it's not a psik resha. Because if it's a psik resha, you're not allowed to do it no matter what. So you have to find a way how it's not a psik resha. Okay? So in the summer, I'm putting it on, I mamash have no ana. I'm just trying it on. However, if I had tsinuin, the tsinuin means, it means a tsinua, it means a modest person, it means the more machmirim, the better people, they wouldn't try it on. They would put it on a stick, on a mannequin. Because they don't want to try it on, because they're afraid they're going to enjoy it. Okay? Everyone can do that. Why do you have to try it on? Why don't you put it on the mannequin? You could be like the tenuin. You could do that. You don't have to try it on. So it's efshar. And if you don't have kavana, shari, it's mutter. What do you see? That in the case of efshar, you don't have to try it on. And v'lo mechavin, I don't intend to have kavana. I don't intend to enjoy myself. I just want to try it on. Is it mutter? Yes. It's mutter. Rava said it's aser. Rava said it's aser. Kashan Rava. T'yofta l'manda t'ani g'lish n'kama d'rava t'yofta. That's right. The first version where Rava said that case is wrong. Which leads Tosfos to say, not here, there's a Tosfos in the Kedushin that says, this is one of the six times we paskal like Abaya. It's the Lamed of Yaal Kagam. The Lamed is Lomis Chavin. We think the Lamed is Lechi Omed Me'elov. So Lechi happened to be there by itself. Is it a good Lechi or not? Right? That's what we think it is. It says Tosfos, this is the Lamed. We call it Abaya. We just proved Rava wrong. Rava can't be right. So, which is pretty interesting, no? Okay. Now, okay. Then the Mishnah said, lo yasik bo, you're not allowed to use, while, I have to burn the chametz anyway, so while I'm burning it, I'll use it to bake the chicken soup for the Seder, to use it for firewood for the chicken soup for the Seder. I have to burn the chametz anyway. It's not allowed to do that. You can't get hanoah while you're burning it. Lo yasik bo tanavit rayim, tanar banan. Tar shehisiku beklifei orla, if an oven was used with shells of orla, which is also b'hanah, oh, bekashin shel klai akerem, or with straw of klai akerem, which is also b'hanah. So, chadash, if it's a new oven, yutatz, you have to break the oven. Why do you have to break the oven? Because lighting it up the first time is what gives the oven its name oven. It finalizes the makam patash of making an oven. So the oven was made, b'isser. So you can never cook anything in that oven. Ever again. Not even in 100 years from now. Because the whole oven is usser. Usser b'hana. However, yashan, if it's an old oven, which has been used for 20 years, and I put in some klai akerem to heat up my food, yatsan. All I have to do is wait for the oven to cool down. Once it cools down, it's already an oven. So once it cools down, I'm not going to get hana when I put something else in the oven. I put my chal in the oven, 6 hours later, nothing. There's no isser. Why? Because it cooled down. But if it was the first time I used it, of course it cools down. It doesn't make a difference if it cools down. There's a problem. Afabo is a pass. So this is a complicated story. Afabo is a pass. Now, what happens if I bake bread in the oven? So Rebbe Omer, hapas asura. Rebbe says the pass is asur. Why is the pass asur? Because it has isser from the oven. The oven was asur. It never should have been used. The oven was formed, it was forged with isser. So the pass is asur too. Chacham Omer pass muteres. The Chacham said, no, the pass is mutter, right? What's the case? The case is, why is it mutter? I think it's mutter because the Chacham hold, it's one step removed. The tanner's usser. Now to go ahead and make the bread usser, that's another step removed, and therefore the bread is mutter. I think that's what he says in simple language. You're not allowed to use it. If you did use it, the bread's not usser. No, I'm wrong. So what does it say in English? What does the English say? Am I right? What I'm saying? Yeah. The Chachamim say that you weren't supposed to use the oven. That's usser b'hanah. But I used it. No, I baked the bread. Is the bread usser? The bread's mutter. Rebbe says usser. Chachamim say it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because one step removed. The oven's usser. Not the bread in the oven. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Bishla dabe gachalim, but if I bake the bread on coals and the coals are heated up from klai akerem, divir kol mutter. Everyone holds it's mutter. I vot nan bein bechadosh bein biyashan yutan. I have another brisa that says whether it's new or whether it's old, it has to be break. It has to be destroyed. Lo kasha ha Rebbe. The first one is Rebbe, right? That said that passes...
It has to be destroyed here. It says it has to be cooled.
Right. It has to be cooled. So the first brisa that had to be destroyed, that was Rebbe. The second brisa is the Rabbanon that say what? They say that the pass is one step removed is okay. That's why in the second case, they just have to wait for it to cool down.
Right.
When did Rebbe say... When did Rebbe say that you have to, that the pass is usher? Because the eitzim benefit the pass. Right? Which means, what makes the bread? Two things. The oven. More than two things. The oven, the firewood, the dough. All these things are components to the bread. From all these things, only one thing is usher.
Yep.
Which is the oven. Everything else is mutter. So this is an example of v'zeh v'zeh gurim. There are two many factors causing this to be a problem. Zeh v'zeh. Right? Mishmasli? Does anybody hold that we hold zeh v'zeh gurim is mutter? We hold it's mutter. But two things combine to cause the isser, we hold it's mutter. One's mutter, one's usser, we hold it's mutter. Zeh v'zeh gurim is mutter. Rebbe seems to be saying it's usser. Elo lo kasha, the answer is,
Hi, Rabbi Eliezer, HaRabbanan. It's a machlokas between, forget Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. What exactly is that machlokas about? That we'll pick up tomorrow.